So walking and talking down the Wolverhampton canals with Peter Yates.
And Anna Ingham, the interlocutor. Oh,
and me as well, yes, of course. And when we're doing these talks, we use a lot of terms. Sometimes we like to do short recordings just to expand and on a particular term. And I was just wondering if you would want to talk about what Tantra is, seeing as we mention in our talks quite often.
Tantra is a vast cultural phenomenon that's been around since prehistory and has waxed and waned.
Yeah.
And it's still extant and acting in the world in India and Tibet. And it's a tendency that is found in many civilizations across the globe and over history. And it's a tendency to have a religion and or a spirituality that's celebratory of life, that isn't condemnatory of life.
Yeah.
And it tends therefore to be positive about the human body. Unlike some religious ideas, and positive about human sexuality.
Yeah.
Unlike some religious ideas.
Would you say it's a religion then? It's not a religion.
Not exactly.
Is it?
It's a cultural tendency, is the easiest thing I can say about it.
Right.
I mean, and there are a body of writings called Tantras, and a lot of them are about meditation and yoga procedures in general. Very detailed, often written in a very symbolic, dreamlike language or alchemical language.
Uh-huh.
The meditation manuals, you got them, but there's also other stuff on astrology, science, mathematics, they're called tantras.
Yeah.
And there's a body of the Indian tantras, Hindu tantras, and there's also a body of Buddhist tantras, which are the sacred books of the Vajrayana.
Uh-huh.
Of Tibetan Buddhism. And again, all the symbolic stuff and all the stuff about Kundalini or bodhicitta energy and all the images of flame-haired couples copulating.
Yeah.
All this, you know, all this stuff is tantric.
Yeah.
So it's very positive about all aspects of life. I suppose a tantric edict is that all phenomena are pure. All phenomena are pure. So.
And what do you mean by pure in that?
Well, in the sense that conventional religion, more or less across the board, says that some phenomena are pure and some are impure, and there's like a scale of gradation between the absolutely impure and the absolutely pure, and like a gradation between, think like 70% pure, 35% pure, and all phenomena are measured. In mainstream religion, all phenomena are measured as to their purity.
There's a lot of noise going on, I'm afraid. There's trains going past.
As to
right
their,
by the train track now.
As to their purity and worthiness. But Tantra says, no, it's all the same. Everything's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Change isn't bad. Death isn't bad. Pleasure isn't bad. Art isn't bad. Colour isn't bad. Dancing isn't bad.
Yeah.
Shagging isn't bad.
Yeah.
It's all there for you to experience, and through experience to illuminate.
Yeah. So it's all good, man.